listening to The Terrific Teacherpreneur, a podcast for teachers looking to grow a successful online business. Your host, Alex, was able to transform her Teachers Pay Teachers store from a small side hustle into a profitable full-time business. She now helps other teachers do the same. Listen along for actionable tips and helpful wisdom about business and marketing as a teacherpreneur. Here's your host, Alex.
Hello and welcome to the Terrific Teacherpreneur podcast. This episode, I want to chat about all things back to school on TPT. Back to school is often notoriously the most busy sort of season as a TPT seller. It's when most of the teachers who buy on TPT are doing all their shopping, planning for the year, going in, buying curriculum, buying units of work, buying all the lesson plans and resources they need. Maybe buying cute back to school, first week of school, first day of school activities. Just like when I think buyers need things the most, when they're the least burnt out, things like that. So yeah, it's a really busy time because there's a lot of money to be made as a seller. And there are a few things you can do to prepare for the back to school busy season. Of course, if you don't want to do anything, you don't have to. You can certainly just carry on as usual and enjoy any, you know, extra earnings that you get in the BTS season. But there are some other things you can do to sort of increase your earnings and to really capitalize on BTS. So let's have a little look at some of my ideas. Now, I want to start off by saying I'm basically going to be listing things here that you can do, and you do not have to do all of them. In fact, you definitely shouldn't do all of them. I think you would burn out if you try to do every single one of these ideas, unless, of course, you've got a massive team of freelancers or virtual assistants or team members or whatever who can help you. But I'm just hoping this gives you some ideas and inspiration. Like you might think, hey, I might try that one thing she said on the podcast. You don't have to do all of these things. I just want to make that very clear. But anyway, let's dive in. What are some of the things that you can do to prepare for the back to school season on TPT in August and September? First up, create back to school themed resources. And what I mean by that is like ones that literally have little pictures of school buses and school children and backpacks, you know, like resources that you maybe you have a product line and you make things during Valentine's Day, summer themed things, winter, St. Patrick's, whatever, and you make back to school themed stuff that's really very cutesy and back to school themed. But you can also make back to school needed resources. And what I mean by that is these aren't things that have little school buses on or are used on the first day of school, but more resources that a teacher might typically buy around back to school. So something that they're going to need for the like a year-long bundle or a certain curriculum, like it's not specific to back to school or even the beginning of the school year, but it's just like something that they might buy at the beginning of the school year, back to school season. It's like, you know, writing curriculum for the whole year, math units for the whole year, like things that you might sell really well. But yeah, those are the two kind of products that you might make in terms of product creation. It can be the usual stuff you make, but with a kind of back to school cutesy theme. It can be things that are really great for the first day or week of school, you know, actual back to school activities or things that people might need around then, like decor and stuff. Or it can be things that they might just prefer to buy at the beginning of the school year, you know, year-long stuff, things that they might kind of want to have from day one for the school year. That's the product creation kind of thing that you could be doing. Next up, so that's like creating new stuff. Next up, though, would be to update your existing stuff. You might already have BTS resources or resources that are needed around that time. So you could be updating the actual products to make them new, fresh, better quality, up to your better standards. And of course, that goes hand in hand with their listings. You could be optimizing your BTS listings. You've got a back to school themed worksheet. You've got a curriculum that, you know, sells really well this time of year. Like you'd be going in and updating the cover, thumbnails, preview, description, whatever, making it the best that it can be, making a new video preview, maybe, you know what I mean? Like you can make the listings better on the things that you know are kind of back to school themed and really useful. And this kind of ties into my next thing is like, you know, you might update the resources and update the listings of some of your sort of back to school theme stuff, but you could also look specifically at what sells well at back to school. Really look at your data and then do some updates based on that. So optimizing the listings of your back to school bestsellers from last year. So you'd go into your dashboard, you would adjust the time period, look at, you know, August, September of last year, and actually see exactly what was selling well for you. What were the top 10 things that really brought you the most money? Not necessarily like how many units sold, really more like how much earnings you made, like which bundles brought you the most money, like where your money came from basically those months. And then you go, I'm going to go in and just double check my listings on those and make sure that they've got really great previews or a better cover or whatever. And this is different from the last tip, because the last tip would be just like, you know, updating your cute back to school resource that you made, you know, that you think it could possibly sell. It's new this year, or you only made it a year ago and you're hoping it will sell and you want to like update it. But this current tip is like looking at what sold. It might not be what you want to update or what you think's going to sell or what's like most back to school themed. It might just be purely what actually sold last year that you've kind of forgotten about or you didn't know was a bestseller back then. It might be even something that, you know, you might be surprised. You might be like, I didn't know this was going to sell well. It just, you know, I forgot that one actually did do kind of well last year. So do you know what I'm saying? Sometimes we have ideas in our mind. I guess an example would be if I like type in the word back to school in my store, I've got a bunch of back to school resources. They've got that keyword in the title, you know, because they are really themed to back to school. So around that time of the year, I might think, oh, those, I'm going to go and update those five resources. You know, they're all back to school themed. I want to be ready for back to school. But I went to my dashboard and actually looked at what sold for me last year. It probably wouldn't even be half of those. It would be other random products in my store that are really useful for the, you know, teaching that year, like certain bundles and certain curriculums and things. So what I kind of think of in terms of back to school is very different to what my data actually tells me. So you kind of want to look at both of those, if you know what I'm saying. But I think having both of them optimized is good. Sorry, that was a bit of a segue ramble. And I also feel like I'm saying the words back to school so many times. Getting sick of hearing myself say it. But anyway, let's go to the next tip. So now we talked about your best sellers from last year. Now, seeing where those resources are ranking at the moment in search on TBT, doing a little bit of a check, taking some time to go and search for each of those resources, both your BTS ones and your best-selling ones. Like I just talked about, you know, your literally your back-to-school themed ones and your best-selling from last year ones, those two categories. Have a little look at where they're ranking and you could always make some tweaks. And the reason I say that is because we just assume that it is ranking the same as it was last year. Oh, it performed well for me last year, that resource, therefore it's going to sell well again this year. It might not. It might have completely dropped down in the ranking. You know, it might have been on page one last year in September. This year, it's no longer on page one. I mean, with personalized search and all the changes we've had to the algorithm in the last year, like it's anybody's guess what's going to happen this back to school season. So your resources could be all over the shop. You might not know where they're ranking. So having a check, because you might want to make some SEO tweaks on your titles and your description snippets to see if you can improve things. Even if you haven't lost rankings, you might just want to take the time to move things up even higher. Now, next up, we're moving away from the product creation, optimizing listings, SEO kind of tips. Let's look at some other things, more kind of marketing specific things that you can do. You can create back to school themed freebies, either for TBT or for your email list. You know, that's always a kind of popular time of the year, back to school. So a back to school freebie is probably going to be one of your most popular seasonal freebies. So if you feel like making a freebie because you don't have that many of them and you want to kind of grow your audience for TBT, go ahead and do that. And I'm going to add in, if you are going to do that, be sure to add some upsells in there, links to follow you, just like all the stuff that you want people to do. Because you don't want them to just download this really cool freebie and then never come to your store again. You want them to kind of be in your audience and like get them into your sort of funnel, I guess you could say. So get them into your audience by getting them to follow you. Make sure that's happening. Make sure that you are hopefully even convincing them to buy a paid resource in your store. Don't just get them to get the freebie. And now if you want to, because you have an email list or you don't need any more freebies in your store, or you know, your email is your goal this year, instead, maybe your freebie could be for your email subscribers. It might be something to get some new signups and grow your email list around the back to school season. So for the next school year, you have got a bigger email list. So that's an idea too. Next up, plan, write, maybe even sort of schedule out, like plan when you're going to send some note to followers and emails for your email list. And the reason I've said both of those is because some people don't have email lists. I don't want to just assume that you're listening and you have an email list. You might not. So a note to followers on TBT is an option for you. Even if you have an email list, you might also want to do a note to followers. But those are the two ways we can communicate with our buyers. So you could plan some marketing content for those that you want to send out in August and September. Next up, you might want to also plan any emails or note to followers or any other kind of messaging. You might want to plan some note to followers or emails that are specific to the back to school sales. Like we know that there are back to school sales run by TBT in the August September period. You know, there's like the big back to school sale, but there's sometimes like a little bonus day, things like that. So we don't know the dates of those yet. We're not going to know that for quite some time. But that's like the only thing that's holding you back. You can still plan the content, literally write the email that you're going to send. And when you find out the date, you can actually schedule it out properly. But you can draft all these things. So you could be writing out what your sales emails are going to be. That would be a really great idea. And then next up, let's moving away from emails and things. You could also whip out your camera and do some product photography. You could be photographing your back to school themed resources or your back to school bestsellers, that kind of thing. Get some new, fresh photography. You could even hire for this if you didn't want to take photos yourself. You could do mock-ups, whatever, like it's just visual images, basically. And you could get those ready for the back to school season so that you've got some sort of fresh images and content that you might want to use for ads, social media, Pinterest, blogs, email, note to followers, like however, Pinterest, whatever, however you market, that might be the way to go. Speaking of ads, that segues to the next one. If you're someone that does ads, you could start planning the copy and the images that you might use in your back to school ads. If you don't have ads, that's fine. This next one is you could create back to school themed social media content. Start thinking about what is your strategy for Facebook and Instagram? What resources are you going to market? What images are you going to use? You could even actually draft, plan, batch, schedule out posts of what you might say and set the dates. You could sit here and like get all of August's Instagram content ready, that kind of thing. If you're interested in social media, that would be the one to do. If you're not that interested in social media, maybe that's not where you market or you don't feel like planning marketing for there, you could be doing other marketing contents. This next one is create marketing content for platforms like Pinterest, your blog, your podcast, YouTube, whatever you have that isn't social media. For example, you might want to get some pins up and ready for around the back to school season, write a couple of BTS themed blog posts, you know, helping teachers out, helping new teachers, how to set up their classrooms, things to do in the first week of school, how to start the school year off right, how to set up their centers, like whatever. There's like a million blog post ideas I can think of right now that'd be so perfect for the back to school season. So you could be churning out some blog posts. And finally, you could plan some giveaways or promotions that you could do on your own or with other sellers around back to school season, maybe an Instagram giveaway, some kind of email list sort of thing. You get everyone signing up for your freebies and they'll join your email list, blah, blah, blah. Or just things like a hashtag sale you might want to throw with other sellers. You might want to plan that. Or you might just do something on your own. Like, I know I'm going to do some dollar deals or hashtag sales, or I'm going to do some dollar deals or some 50% off deals, or, you know, flash freebies or something. Like, there might be some things you just do for your store and you could plan those events. And it's good to know what dates you're going to do them on, what resources you're going to choose, and what, you know, marketing content you're going to need to advertise that. You could start planning out emails and Instagram posts and things for those types of giveaways or promotions. That's something to think about. So that is a lot. There's a lot of ideas in there. Like I said at the beginning of this episode, do not do them all. But that is like all the options anyway that I could think of are things that you could do to really maximize your success around back to school. And I'll wrap up by saying the best thing to do with all of this stuff, whatever you choose, is you want to create a plan and you want to batch and schedule all of these things. Obviously, other than the product creation, a lot of the marketing stuff, you could be sitting down and planning what dates you're going to do these things, when it's going to happen, what you're going to do. You could sit there and batch create the content, the social media posts, the emails, whatever. And then you could sit there and actually schedule it too. Schedule out your pins, schedule out your Instagram posts, schedule out your emails. So it's a bit of a three-part thing. Planning is really important, but obviously most important is creating the actual content and then finally getting it ready to go out so you don't have to think about it come August and September. It's definitely the way to go. Now, I'm not going to read all of those out again because there was a lot. I feel like it would just double the length of this episode if I listed them all again. But in summary, just some of the main things I'd shared, you know, making back to school theme resources and optimizing a lot of your listings that are really kind of BTS themed. Doing a little bit of marketing when it comes to emails, note to followers, social media, photography, like, you know, getting yourself ready for marketing some of those resources. And doing things like, you know, ads, giveaways, blog posts, things like that too. Those are really great things to do. And just make sure you're getting it all batched and scheduled. So I feel like this episode is a little bit overwhelming. There was a lot of stuff there. My suggestion to you, like action item wise, think about what things resonated with you based on what I listed. You know, there are things that obviously aren't going to apply to you that you don't do. Maybe you don't do ads or have an email list, so you can ignore those things. Out of the things I said, what piques your interest? What did you kind of like the sound of doing? Remember, with your business, it's not about what you should do all the time. It's about what you want to do, what you enjoy doing. Business is not enjoyable if you feel like you're always forcing yourself to do boring things, things that you are bad at or that you hate. So what things that I listed sounded interesting to you? Like, ooh, I actually would like to make a fun back to school resource, or yeah, I quite enjoy my Instagram account. So I want to make some back to school Instagram posts. Or, oh, that'd be quite fun to do a giveaway or a hashtag sale. I want to do that. Like, what interested you that I said? Go for something that kind of lights you up. Maybe pick one or two things from what I listed and see if you could, in the next week or so, start planning. You don't have to start batching all the content right now. You don't have to have it all scheduled out anytime soon, but you could start thinking about what you want to do in this back to school season and start the planning process. I really hope that these tips have helped. I'm going to put a link in the show notes to sign up for my email list. I have a weekly email I send out, and I've really been adding a lot of tips in there lately. Like today, I was literally drafting emails for my TBT seller list and putting in all these tips about pricing and stuff. And yes, basically my emails are becoming a lot more sort of jam-packed with tips the way my podcast is. So if you're someone that doesn't always have time to listen to podcast episodes and you just want to get those tips and quickly read them, I think the email is the way to go, because I have a theme each month, like covers, pricing, thumbnails, descriptions, bundles, whatever. And I give tips each week, and I've been putting a lot of effort into it. I think there's a lot to learn and a lot that you can get from it. So definitely be sure to sign up to that if you haven't already. And I'll also put a link to the Facebook group in the show notes if you haven't joined my Facebook group already. And the reason I say that is because one of my tips today was about possibly wanting to do like a hashtag sale. And I do sometimes do hashtag sales in my Facebook group. Not super often. I don't believe there are things that we should do super often, but I have been known to do like one a year. And I actually kind of like the sound of doing one around back to school. So hopefully that happens. But yeah, be in the Facebook group if you want to hear about it. But I hope that you have a terrific day.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Terrific Teacherpreneur. If you're enjoying the show, please feel free to rate, subscribe, and review on your preferred podcast listening platform. We really appreciate that effort. Come back for more actionable tips and helpful wisdom in the next episode with your host, Alex. Until then.